We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, big news in the LHSAA high school football. The Louisiana High School Athletic Association has launched an investigation into Brother Martin's athletics regarding potential recruiting violations by Crusader football coach Mark Bonice. And the schools allege an unspecified number of unnamed athletes were being recruited by Bonice, including those he reached out to at an annual Slidell Youth Football Association camp this past June in 2017. So basically, a couple of North Shore schools, I think Salmon's part of it as well, complained about, complained about Mark Bonice showing up to this youth football camp and talking to some of these players about how great Brother Martin's program is, and not to mention they brought Will Clapp along after he got drafted here this past June, and he wasn't wearing Saints or LSU gear, but he was wearing some Brother Martin gear. Look, I think this has sour grapes written all over it. I think that some schools approach it as if they live within my district or my zone, those are my kids. And that's a flawed way of thinking about it, because I talked to Coach Nick Saltamaggio earlier today. He still has to, just because they live on the West Bank doesn't mean that he can just go, oh, automatically they're mine. He still has to, quote unquote, recruit those kids to stay at his school. It happens at a lot.
No, wait, to stay at Hondville?
Yeah. I mean, so my point though is that it just has sour grapes written all over it. I want to get to Alan Waddell at Alan G. Waddell on Twitter, part of our Prep Football Roundup crew each and every Friday night. Nobody knows more about high school football in this state than Alan. Alan, thanks for the time, man.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
What do you make of this? Do you think that there's a legit beef here? I mean, it seems to me every time a high school coach is going to go in front of any audience, they're going to pump their program.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, Coach Mark Bonice, your brother Martin, he lives in Slidell. And I know he has some friends over there. And I know a lot of their coaching staff has worked that camp. And, you know, I think they view it as a way to get back to their community and go there, just not getting paid to go work the camp. And they work with a lot of young kids. And I know some people in the Slidell community, I think Slidell, North Shore, and Salmon actually put the complaint out there. And I think one of the other big parts is I think the head of the Slidell Youth Football Association, his kid goes to Brother Martin. So, I mean, I don't know. You know, I think, isn't this why we have the split? You know what I mean? Like, isn't this
right,
why they wanted to have the split? I mean,
but they took three players. It's perceived that Mark Bonice and Brother Martin have three players that otherwise would have went to North Shore or Salmon.
Well, and you know, Alan, when I look at it, I mean, are you a socialist or are you a capitalist? I mean, I don't know if you a parent of a talented kid. I mean, why not go wherever you want? I can tell you right now, when I lived in Mandeville, played with the Saints, Mitch Jackal was my neighbor in Mandeville. His kid was a stud baseball player, and he went to Jesuit. He ended up getting a scholarship to Rice. We all know Rice University. He started off in the College World Series at third base. So wouldn't you want, as a parent, that whatever's best for your kid and that opportunity? So that's why, I mean, a lot of times when you look at, okay, you stack in teams, whatever, but I'm looking for opportunities, especially if I'm a parent and I have a kid that talented.
Guys, I think another thing that goes into this is the New Orleans Catholic schools is so much different than a lot of places in the country. There's just so much tradition. And, you know, there's a lot of people that, I mean, I know of a family that lives on the North Shore in Ponchatoula that their kid goes to Holy Cross. And it has nothing to do with sports. It's because their dad went to Holy Cross, and they're Holy Cross people.
Yeah, there's a Holy Cross family, yeah.
Right, so, you know, it's just, I don't know. And, I mean, I can understand, I guess, the complaint that they're the only school that's attending this camp that is not from the Slidell area. But, you know, if you're Coach Bonice and you have an opportunity to go there and you're working the camp, you're helping young kids, I mean, are you not going to talk well about your program? I mean, they have had a lot of success the last few years. And, you know, I think one of the complaints you said it earlier, Christian, but Will Clapp went And they said he wasn't sporting an LSU shirt or sporting a New Orleans Saints shirt. He was sporting a Brother Martin shirt.
So what? So we're going to start governing what these guys can wear, supporting their high schools? I mean, we look, the most important thing down here, Alan, as we all know, it's not where you went to college. It's where you went to high school.
Well, that's, in South Louisiana, when you meet somebody new, you never say where you went to college. They want you to go to high school. And
right.
And certainly that's the topic. I mean, I don't know what's going to come of this. I mean, I think that certainly the LHSA has to do their due diligence. When they get a complaint, they have to go in and see what's going on. I'm sure they're going to go into the school and see if there was any type of, you know, financial aid going to these kids. I don't know. But I'm anxious to see how this turns out, because this could certainly open up Pandora's box. Because, you know, in that greater New Orleans area, there are a lot of kids going to school outside of their attendance zone.
Well, and Alan, that was my next question. What were your thoughts on what happens with this current situation? You know, how do – I don't want to say you police it or patrol it. Do you think it's a fine? Do you think it's some type of suspension, or it's a slap on the wrist?
I really don't know. And, you know, that's one of the things that – I know that Eddie Bonine was brought here, which he was the director of the LHSA. He was brought here from Nevada and – came in, and that was one of his things. He wanted the police recruiting, so to speak. And I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, this is certainly going to set a precedent, though, moving forward, of what's going on and whether coaching staff can attend, you know, small rec league parks or just go in and watch kids and talk to them. And we're going to see, you know, this is going to set a precedent. There's no doubt about it. And I'm anxious to see what happens, guys, because I really don't know at this point. You know, Brother Martin is not really – one of the programs you think about or you hear about that says, oh, you know what, they're out there getting kids. But certainly those
right.
three schools in St. Tammany Parish, they think they are. So they made the complaint, and now, again, the LHSA has to go in and do their job. But it's just so hard to police, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't – they don't have the resources of the NCAA. You know, they don't have the resources of those type of companies and of those type of organizations. And I know they do the best they can, but certainly what happens on this decision is going to set a precedent in our state of what can happen at these small camps, you know, that go on in our state.
Alan Waddell, Alan G. Waddell on Twitter, our WWL Prep Insider. You'll hear him on Friday nights coming up soon here on the Prep Football Roundup. Alan, it's worth pointing out, again, Mark Bonice was invited to this camp. Show up and just start talking about his program. He was invited. And look, for the LHSAA, I'll be honest, and bear with me here because I'm going to go off on a little bit of a rant, but I have absolutely zero confidence that they're going to deal with any of this rationally whatsoever. Whatsoever. They haven't done it in the past. Their history shows me otherwise. I mean, it doesn't show me otherwise. And look, I've had Nick Saltafamaggio, Nelson Stewart on this very radio show, and they're talking about their program. So is that recruiting? No. Whenever you're going to ask a coach or put a coach in front of an audience, he's not going to say, oh, this our program is trash. He shouldn't come to Brother Martin. It's just not going to happen. So now, what are the confines and restrictions you're going to put on these coaches? They can't talk at all? They can't go to any of these camps? Even if they're invited, even if it's free, they're not getting paid? I mean, what do you expect them to say? He's not going to – I mean, Nick Saban's not going to be out there going, oh, don't come to my program. It's terrible. Any chance he gets, he's going to tell you how good his program is. Same thing with these coaches.
Christian, don't you think also that we want our young people, our young kids coming up in our state to have the opportunity to be influenced by some of the best of their profession?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, no disrespect to Slidell, to Salmon, to North Shore. I mean, I know all those guys. I mean, and those are good programs. But Brother Martin's had a lot of success the last few years, and you have an opportunity to have their coach staff come over and work with some of those kids. I don't know. I don't necessarily see the harm in it. But obviously they think that they have a case and that they think they have a complaint. So now we have to see how it plays out.
You know, the other part of this, too, is you look at what's going on in Mark Bonice's personal life right now with his kid. It's just – this is kind of like kicking them when they're down.
He don't need that. Yeah, you know, I agree. But, guys, it all goes back to this, though, and this has been the storyline of high school football for the last so many years. This is why they split it. They don't have to play Brother Martin in the playoffs if it comes to that situation. So if they think that a kid from their attendance zone is playing for Brother Martin, the good news for those programs is they don't have to square off against them when it comes to time to play for a state championship.
Well, Alan, when I look back, and I was fortunate in 1977 to win the state championship when it was public, you know, private schools. I can remember we get past the Catholic district in the quarterfinals, old school was St. Aug. We beat Archbishop Shaw to go on to play Wichita and Monroe before the finals. But I can remember the pride in the community, and I think this does come about, but it has to be a free decision. It can't be forced upon. If anyone would have came up to me or a number of South Lafourche athletes at the time in the late 70s to go to a private school like Vanderbilt and Homa or E.D. White and Thibodeau, we'd have been like, no, I want to represent our community and I want to play with my friends. You could say, well, it's interesting, you know, the choice that you're making, considering maybe the opportunity you can have at a private school versus a public school. So to me, that should be a decision that an individual makes with themselves and their family and not forced upon. That I know was a big thing to play and represent down the bayou at South Lafourche, end up winning the championship. So I think whether it's the North Shore, South Shore, Catholic District, give the opportunity to that individual and their family to play for whoever they want to play for. Why would you be hating on that?
This is a witch hunt at the highest proportion. This is a witch hunt, period. No other way to put it. And I know Alan might not say that because he's got to talk to a lot of these programs and these schools. And I get that. And I know you're on those campuses, Alan, every week, but it just seems like that to me. This looks like a total witch hunt. And I would say to Salmon, to North Shore, the other schools, get a better program. Make your program better. Those are not your kids. Just because they live in your zone doesn't mean they're automatically yours.
Well, I can tell you, Alan, think about this. Perfect example. You know who's the NFL player? Deuce. No, this is recent. You know who's the NFL player, and he left the state and went to Penn State and succeeded at a high level? Michael Marty. You know where he went to high school? Mandeville. A public school. Well, no private school. So, man, either, you know, you kick and play or not play, and you might, that's where you got to make the decision. I want him involved in the community, or maybe I want a better opportunity at a private school, whether it be St. Paul on the North Shore or whatever, or you come to the Catholic District. The bottom line is you got too many people involved with an individual player or family that they don't need to be involved in. To me, what's the best opportunity for the individual athlete and their family to go forward and take advantage of that opportunity and then just let it be whatever's going to come about is going to come about?
Hey, guys, you know, it's one of those deals where it's kind of like politics. You're either on one side of this or you're on the other, and you're going to make somebody upset with your opinion either way you look at it because, you know, you have some of those topics when you're bringing up, you're talking about with friends, let's not go to that topic. Well, everywhere I go, it seems like this topic wants to come up, and again, no matter what I say, I feel like it's going to upset somebody, but I really don't see the harm in what Coach Bonice and his staff was doing working with those kids this far. Now, that's where you live.
Yeah, I'm with you, Alan. Alan Waddell, at Alan G. Waddell on Twitter, covers prep sports, prep football on Friday nights, part of our prep football roundup. And, Alan, real quick, what do you think? So what confidence do you have in the LHSAA to think about this rationally?
I don't know all the facts, Christian. I mean, you know, if it's one of those deals, if they can prove that they went in there and talked to these kids, and you have kids that are coming from the slide up in the zone in the Brother Martin, and they get in there and they notice that, hey, there's some type of financial aid that other students aren't getting and they're getting them. I mean, then, you know, there's certain actions I think that take place. And you do have to keep some type of a level playing field, even though that we are split when it comes to the playoffs. But I don't know. You know, they've had so much change in the LHSA over the last 10 years. I really don't know which direction they'll go when it comes to this.
Alan Waddell, we'll see you, talk to you in a couple of weeks, man. Before you know it, you guys will be on the air on Prep Football.
No doubt about it, guys. All right, thanks, Alan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.